I feel like people are being pandered to right now. No one's being pushed outside of anything they want to do. Yeah, live your truth, whatever. I'm here to offer an alternative opinion. I'm Danielle Elizabeth, and this is my podcast. Aren't podcasts supposed to have cute names and stuff, though? So I was at my parents' house recently, and they have a subscription to Magnolia Magazine, I think is what it's called. And I think, I don't know, I'm probably wrong, but it's Joanna Gaines Magazine, and it was a New York City issue, so I was obviously intrigued. And or on the cover, it says, "The world needs to hear what you have to say." And that was right before I decided to jump in and start the podcast. I had been toying with the idea for a long time. Then I realized that that's true, that we all have something to say, and we all need to say it in our way. Like, one of my favorite quotes is, "God is not afraid to have the gospel told through your personality." Like, we think that he is. If you've known me for longer than the last 2 years, I have struggled with fitting into the Christian woman box. I struggle with speaking the truth in love and being meek, I guess. Being mild is hard for me. One of the first times in my life that I felt like I could truly be my authentic self and that was okay was when I moved to New York. And I think that's kind of what fueled my obsession with this city, was every other arena in my life, minus my home life. I feel like my home life, I was loved and celebrated, but I felt like I was always having to tone myself down or cram myself into somebody else's box of what they thought I should be. And I've never been good at that. I've never been good at, and the thing is, like, I try. And I think that people just think I don't care or that I don't try and that I'm just offensive because I don't care about people's feelings. And, like, honest to God, that is not it. There is nothing that hurts me more than knowing that I've hurt someone else's feelings unintentionally. That is the worst feeling. But people just honestly assume that I don't care. Because I'm a truth teller, they're just like, "Oh, well, she must not care because she just speaks her mind all the time." It's like, no, that's honestly just how I was created. I don't know how to be any other way. I wish sometimes that I did, which is a weird thing to wish, that I was less honest. And that sounds so like, "Oh, you're so perfect." Like, no, I really, it has been a problem in my friendships. It makes it really difficult when I can't keep my mouth shut long enough. Like, I've taken tests that are like, "Do I have Asperger's?" Because I genuinely, and I don't, but sometimes I've wished that, like, there was a reason, there was an explanation for why I am the way that I am and why it is so difficult for me to try to fit into somebody else's idea of who I should be. And the only answer that I have for that after 35 years of living on this earth is that I was never meant to fit into any of those boxes anyway. That God made me the way that he made me for a reason, that I'm different, that you're different for a reason, that the things that you've felt your whole life that were wrong with you, that there's a place and an arena for you where you won't feel that way. And maybe it isn't moving geographic locations. Maybe that's part of it. Or maybe it's joining an online community, doing a podcast, starting a vlog, something where you are the hero of your own story and not the antagonist. I believed that for a few years. I really did. And I probably should have started this podcast years ago. But I was worried. I was worried, what would people think about me? Or maybe I thought it about myself. You know, that was the worst part, was that I started believing a lot of those things about myself. And what's crazy is that moving geographic locations to a place like New York City, where people are called rude all the time. And yeah, there are rude people here. There are rude people in the Midwest. Like, I think that there are just as many rude people in Oklahoma as there are in New York. The Oklahoma people just aren't rude to your face. They're just going to talk about you behind your back when you walk away. So that's the difference. My Oklahoma people, I love you, but you guys know what I'm talking about. And the thing is, people in New York, if they don't like you, they'll just tell you to your face or just ignore you. So that's the difference, is the rudeness is, it's more out there and on display. And I'm not advocating for rudeness. I don't think it's okay to be rude. But I moved to a place where I was considered a sweet Southern girl. That's right. You heard me. People here think that I am a genuine, nice, honest person. I'm not a hateful person. I am not. I think a lot of it is that most people don't say what's on their mind. Most people say about 10% of what they're thinking, and the 90% they don't say is horrible. So I think that what I actually say is only 10% of what I'm thinking. When I'm saying 100% of what I'm thinking, I just don't have a filter. So they assume the worst, because they assume that, like, oh, well, if she's going to say that, she probably thinks 10 times worse than that, because that's the way that they are. But I'm not like that. I genuinely just say what's on my mind. If I've said it to you, that's the end of it. Like, what did you mean by that? I mean 100% what I said, no more, no less. There's not some secret message. And the thing is, like, I'm not the only person out there that's like this. There are more men, I think, like this than women, but men aren't scrutinized in the same way that women are about this. That's the other thing, is like, if you have a more masculine communication style, but you're a woman, you're immediately thrown into the category of the B word. Immediately. And I don't mean boss babe. It sucks. It really sucks. So back to when I was saying the world needs to hear what you have to say. I really believe that we are far more interesting and fascinating than we give ourselves credit for. I was talking to my friend Ashton about this last night, and Ashton is a model, a working model living in New York City. She's signed by Wilhelmina, which is one of the biggest modeling agencies in the world. And I've been trying to get her to start a YouTube channel for like a year, because she's gorgeous and funny and interesting. And I just think that people would love to watch her life. Like, when she actually stayed with us and rented our third bedroom last year for a couple of months when she was in between places. And she's just so fun. And I was talking about that last night. I was like, the bonus is, like, you're the nicest person ever. Like, you're gorgeous, but you're not a mean girl, and you're funny and fun. And so I was trying to get her to start one. And I just don't think she understands how fascinating her life is. But even to me, a photographer, like, I'm not a fashion photographer, so that world is still so intriguing to me. The fashion world, in the life of a model. I think even as a photographer, if you were a fashion photographer, you'd still be intrigued by things from the model's perspective and what they go through on a daily basis and the rejection that they go through. But she has one of the most tenacious spirits, and she's just a lovely person. So as soon as she starts her YouTube channel, you guys all have to subscribe and follow her. But anyway, we are way more interesting than we give ourselves credit for. I've seen memes that say the opposite, that are like, nobody cares, Karen. Stop posting about your smoothie at 6 a.m. Nobody's up. Nobody cares about your juice smoothie at 6 a.m. And I'm like, but people do. Like, Instagram stories are proof that people give a crap about these mundane things in your life. It's interesting. It is very interesting. And, like, I know that a big percentage of those people are probably just haters. Doesn't make it any less interesting. And even if somebody's hating on you, they still need to hear what you have to say, probably more than your fans. I think that the proof is in the algorithm. The proof is in the results. It's like, if I post a picture of my face, I'll get five times as many likes and comments as if I just post a picture of a wedding that I've shot. And it's not like my face is so great. It's everybody. I think this is true for everyone. People crave human interaction. They want to connect with somebody on the other side of that lens. It should be a really big encouragement for us to be more authentic, to put ourselves out there more. I believe that human connection is the most powerful force in the whole world. Before I started my podcast, kind of back to what I was saying a second ago, I was so worried about how I would be received. And that thought still enters my mind sometimes, but something happened, I don't know, in the last few months where I just stopped caring. I really did. If somebody listens to my podcast that is a hater, they're still listening to my podcast. That number is still going up. If you're listening just to hear what I have to say and think bad thoughts about it or talk bad about it later, I can't believe she said this. Like, I don't care. I'm just so released from that. And I have a lot of people to thank who have kind of walked me through getting some emotional and spiritual healing. I think because of that, I've been able to break out of a lot of those mindsets that were keeping me trapped. I kind of want to talk about that today. Like, I want to talk about what keeps us from being authentic and what makes us be like fake authentic or fake. What do I mean by fake authenticity? To me, fake authenticity is when you only post negative things because you want to seem more like a real person who doesn't just show your highlight reel all the time. Now, if you're a negative person by nature and you're negative all the time on social media, like, then you're probably being authentic to your true self. But if you're generally just kind of a happy person and you're only posting, like, I see this is a big push in with Christians right now. I don't know. It's a big push overall. I see it where people will post and be like, just so you know, this isn't my highlight reel. Here's my messy living room. Some toys on the floor. I'm like, I don't think that you're perfect because your living room is clean. You know, and it doesn't make me hate you when my living room is messy. I'm a weird person for being generally happy for people all the time and not really being jealous. And I know that's going to sound like I'm a perfect person. Trust me, I have so many flaws, but jealousy isn't one of them. And well, I don't want to say ever. Like, there are times for sure that I feel it, but I hate it. I hate that feeling so much because I know how destructive it is. So it's something that I'm so self-aware of canceling as soon as I feel it. Like, as soon as I start to feel jealousy, I cancel it. Shake it up, get out of that mindset, pray for that person, force myself to be happy for them. Because I am. Whenever we push this idea of authenticity as only saying negative or bad stuff, that's crazy. Like, why isn't authenticity about being our best selves? Even as the best version of myself, I'm still going to have bad days. And it's okay for me to post about those, but it's also okay for me not to. Because if the norm for me is to be happy and to be grateful, it isn't being super authentic for me to post an equal amount positive and negative, or for me to post more negative than positive. To me, that's an attempt at fake authenticity because I'm not a negative person. And it's two little words that have made people start to feel this way. Highlight reel. That started to make people feel like crap about their good days. And that's what I think is terrible. If you share good stuff on social media, there's this assumption that you're not being authentic. Wait a minute. So many of us want to share the good things that are happening in our lives, but I feel like we're now being told that if we do that, then we aren't really being our authentic selves. And even worse, that we're contributing to other people's depression, which is not okay. Like, it is not okay to put that on strangers on the internet. And that may sound harsh, but it's true. I'm not downplaying depression. I have been depressed. I know what it felt like. I think it would have kept me in that depression longer to just blame it on other people. And I think a lot of it was my fault, but I think a lot of it was just hormonal. But it definitely wasn't strangers on the internet's fault. Nobody forced me to follow those people on social media. The unfollow button is the greatest invention of our modern age, or the mute button on Instagram. You don't even have to, like, people don't even have to know that you don't follow him. You just don't, you don't listen. You follow him, but you mute him. I don't have to hear what you have to say if it makes me feel like crap about myself. Because we all have bad days. Like, I have bad days where I compare myself to other people's highlight reel, but I don't ever want to get to the place where I start to blame that person for posting their highlight reel. Because on my good days, I'm happy for them. So what does that mean? That means the problem's me, not them. It means the problem is me having a bad day where I'm allowing stuff to get to me. And I need to just turn my phone off on those days and not focus on comparing myself to others. And sometimes, like, we need to post hashtag blessed. We do, because we need to be grateful for the blessings in our life. I think a lot of this shifted for us last year because we had one of the worst years of our lives. Josh's brother killed himself last year. That was insane. Josh's 19-year-old brother killed himself in the middle of us moving to New York City, starting a church. We were just starting to build momentum with that. It was just like a shipwreck. You know, it's like you want to say somebody took the wind out of your sails. Like, no, it was worse than that. It was a shipwreck. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And we posted about it and we talked about it. But at the same time, we had so many amazing things happen last year. We had our bucket list trip to the Amalfi Coast, the destination wedding in Paris. Like, our first time across the Atlantic Ocean was last year. We moved to New York City. We survived a year in New York City. We had so many good trips and good memories in the middle of a year that should have been the worst year of our lives. And so it's so weird to look back on last year because, yeah, it'll always be the year that his brother killed himself, which makes it sad. But it'll always be the year that we went to Europe for the first time, rented a car, did a road trip through Italy, went to Tuscany, the Amalfi Coast, Rome. It'll always be both. And what's so crazy is, like, just a few months after Josh's brother died, we're posting all of this highlight reel stuff. And, like, every time we posted a picture of the Amalfi Coast, we didn't have to post about how sad we were that his brother wasn't there. Or, like, yeah, I know we're posting a highlight reel, but remember we went through loss just a few months ago. So just so you don't think that our life is just a highlight reel. Stop justifying. Stop explaining. Stop apologizing. Enjoy your life. Enjoy it. Live it. The thing is, though, even if we wouldn't have ever posted anything negative about your brother, still doesn't change the fact that we should be allowed to post whatever we want about the good times. If somebody gets jealous of us, like, fine. I don't care anymore. Like, where's the personal responsibility for that person's jealousy? The Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. The rejoice with those who rejoice, it's not telling the people who are rejoicing to tone down your rejoicing so you don't make people feel jealous. No, it's talking to the people that are usually jealous haters saying, no, get your act together and rejoice when other people are rejoicing. I heard a quote the other day that was so good, and it said, being jealous of someone else is hating on the goodness of God in their lives. That's messed up. We have so many reasons to celebrate the goodness of God. And knowing that there are people out there that are hating on the goodness of God in our lives, that makes me sad for them. It really does. And I want those people to be able to break out of their cages of inauthenticity and jealousy. Maybe someone listening is really feeling the same way. They're feeling like their life has been really good lately and they've wanted to share about it on social media. But when they start to feel guilty. What's crazy to me is, like, that's a testimony. If you're not taking full credit and being an arrogant jerk about it and being like, oh, hashtag success, I got here all on my own, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's just a testimony of the goodness of God in your life. So don't feel guilty sharing that. People need that. All of the good things in our lives are a blessing from God, a testimony of his goodness. Like, how am I supposed to not share that? How is that biblical for me to not share that? Or if I share it, I have to balance it out by making some negative comment or negative post the next day. I think we need more light in this world. Call me crazy, But we need a lot more light in this world. Like, I don't necessarily need to hear about how bad your day was to feel good about my bad day. You know? Like, if you want to post about your bad day because you really need prayer and that really is like something you need to do to like process through it, like, good for you. That's amazing. That's great. Do more of that. But if you're just posting about your bad day because you feel like you should, so that people don't get jealous of you of all your good days, like, that's messed up. Don't do that. Others' jealousy is not your responsibility, period. When was the last time you posted something good without feeling a little bit guilty about it? Posted about your vacation and had the thought in your head like, oh man, I'm gonna post this, but probably gonna have to do another post in a week or so that's not so happy so that people don't say all I ever post is my highlight reel. I'm rolling my eyes. You can't see it right now, but I'm rolling my eyes because it's exhausting. It's absolutely exhausting. And it goes back to what I was saying last week about we're shoulding all over ourselves. Well, I should be posting this. I should be posting that. Post whatever the crap you want to post. That's being authentic. Stop overthinking it. Call me crazy, but I like it when my friends share positive things. Everybody struggles. If you're human, you're struggling. I don't need you to tell me that to know that. If all you ever post is good stuff and somebody accuses you of not being real or authentic because you never post anything negative, first of all, screw them. Second of all, like, how is that not just the assumption that life sucks? Right? Like, there are so many things in this life that suck. Why can't we celebrate the good stuff? So many terrible things. So many things that make me just want Jesus to come back tomorrow. But I'm here. And I want to make the best of it. And I want to share that. And I want to spread that light. And I want to share that encouragement and that positivity. And I want to push people to go and pursue their dreams and go to the Amalfi Coast. I feel like that's valuable. I feel like that's something that the world needs. And maybe this is just me, but like, I don't want to follow accounts where people hate themselves. That's not who I am. This Mindy Kaling quote, which I shared on my stories, on this podcast, you're going to get a variety of sources. You're going to get some scripture. You're going to get some pop culture. But a Mindy Kaling quote, she said, "People's reaction to me is sometimes, I hate how she thinks she is so great. But it's not that I think that I'm so great. I just don't hate myself. And the scary thing is that I have noticed is that some people feel really uncomfortable around women who don't hate themselves. So that's why you need to be a little bit brave." That is so good and so scary at the same time. I always throw around a good amount of self-deprecation. Like, if you hang out with me, like, you know that that's going to be part of the deal. But there's a difference between being self-deprecating and hating yourself. People are not super keen on women who don't hate themselves. And I don't really know how else to describe that. It's just kind of the norm that they think that if I make this podcast talking about how not jealous I am or whatever, then I'm automatically think that I'm perfect. And we're all sinful. You know, like I said, jealousy may not be my thing. It doesn't mean I'm perfect. And I think in this battle for authenticity, we quiet ourselves because of jealousy, because of other the fear of other people's jealousy. We tone ourselves down. And what's sad and bad is it's become like a Christian thing. Like, it's become like the right thing to do to tone it down. And I don't like that. I don't think that that's biblical. Come at me. If you, like, I would love to talk about this. So if you disagree or you want to discuss it, let's talk. But I think this is something that really needs to be addressed and thought about in a different way than what we've been being taught in the last couple of years. I feel like sometimes on these episodes, it's like I talk all about the negative and not the positive. So getting back into the power of authenticity after we've talked about the lack of power and fake authenticity, I think it is so important for you to be who you are. I think it is so important for you to say what you have to say in the way that you have to say it. And I think it was important that I addressed all of the haters and the jealousy and stuff like that first, because I think sometimes that's one of the biggest obstacles to overcoming our own fear to pursue our dreams, to do a podcast, to make a vlog is we're worried. We're worried about what other people are going to think. Because even the haters, even all of the negativity, that's all rooted in jealousy. And mostly that's our only fear with something like this is like, what are people going to say? Like, who does she think she is? Like, she's just a preachy know-it-all. Like, then don't listen. Like, if you click listen on this podcast, you've automatically given me a right to speak into your life. If you don't want to hear it, don't click on it. This may not be for you. This may not be for everybody. That's one of my biggest defenses of Rachel Hollis. Christians are foaming at the mouth, hating on her. Blows my freaking mind. Blows my mind. That a woman that is putting such positivity and light into this world, they want to drag her down and slam her into the ground. They do. They want to hurt her. Just rabid dogs. But I feel like the simple answer is that if you don't like her message and you don't feel like it applies to you, don't listen to her. She's not talking to everybody. She's talking to the people who are listening. She's talking to the people that need it and want it, and that is her audience, and she's found it. She's a best-selling author. She is selling out conferences internationally. She is killing it because she finally figured out to stop catering to the haters. That is literally what her whole book is about. Girls, stop apologizing. It's like, stop doing stuff for the people who aren't going to like it no matter what you do. But that's who we think about. That's literally what's on all of our minds when we're talking about pursuing our dreams is like the few people that are going to be mad about it. Instead of thinking about the thousands of people that could be changed by it. But I think that she's a great example of the power of authenticity and how you just do it in spite of the hate, in spite of the jealousy, in spite of the naysayers, you just put you out there. Put the truth spoken through your personality out there. And I'm not going to say your truth because I hate that phrase, because I believe in the truth. But I also believe in the truth being shared through our lenses. And I think that that's just something we have to remember is that God made us this way for a reason, because he knew that we would connect to other humans out there. This podcast is not for everybody. It's for the people out there who need it, who want it, who get something out of it. So hashtag blessed all you want and let the haters deal with their own jealousy. If you like this podcast, be sure to subscribe by going to Apple, Spotify, Google, Breaker, or Overcast. New episodes posted every Monday at 6 a.m. Eastern. If you'd like to support this podcast, go to anchor.fm/Danielle Elizabeth Inc. and click on support. This podcast is mixed and mastered by Jaron Nix of Desperado Sound.